Hey everybody, before we start the show, I want to take a quick second to point out a recent fundraiser that just went up for Cold Lunch Recordings. If you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know we're huge fans. They regularly put on fantastic shows and festivals here in Nashville, including Spewfest, Halloweird, Brown Bag Fest, Under the Sun Fest, Bob Fest, and loads of individual bills beyond that. That said, during a quarantine, it's not possible for them to put on any of these events as it would be just unsafe. Clearly. Long story short, they've been selling off equipment to keep themselves afloat and have now turned to GoFundMe to help them make it through the rest of the year. There's a link in the episode details, and if you've got the money, please consider donating. Thanks. Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 208. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find our official site at weownthistown.net or follow us at We Own This Town for updates about the latest episodes from every show on the network. If you'd like to make your life even easier, open up your preferred podcast app, search for We Own This Town, and just subscribe to everything that comes up. It's easy. Speaking of podcasts, I am very happy to announce a brand new show on the network, Dark Matter Radio. As you are likely well aware, we are huge fans of Dark Matter. They are a DIY-inspired venue that has a long history of booking up-and-coming bands, both locally and nationally. They have always kept a keen focus on being all ages, being accessible, and have made sure that bands actually get paid. No small feat for a small venue. With the recent COVID predicament, shows have been on pause since March, but the space has pivoted into becoming a community center, providing a space for Black Lives Matter meetings, political gatherings, and the brand new Nashville Free Store, a way to literally give free food and supplies back into the community. I could gush about their greatness for a long time, but the short story is they're now also a podcast on We Own This Town. They will feature a ton of great bands, interviews with artists, and they're going to help spread awareness about political and community needs. Dark Matter founder and co-owner Catherine Edwards is the host of the show, and I can't be more excited about it. First episode is out now everywhere. Search for Dark Matter in your favorite podcast app. That's DRKMTTR. Or hit up weownthistown.net for very convenient links directly to your platform of choice to subscribe. Welcome, Dark Matter Radio. Very happy to have you. This week, for We Own This Town Music, we've got another fantastic dose of local music across a wide range of genres. I put this thing together every single week thinking, this will be the week I can't find enough music to include. And every single week, it's a struggle to get it down to just 9 or 10 songs. It's the most wonderful problem to have. So with that, let's just dive right in. I say I wanna wake up with the dawn, but every night I sleep with the shades drawn. I keep telling my shrink I wanna feel okay, but I get off on all my bummer days. I don't know what I want, but I know that I feel bad. And then when I feel good, I think I make myself sad. I wanna feel like I can get out of my own way. I'll stop crying at my party, I'm tired of feeling sorry. Memories from Liza Ann off the just-released Bad Vacation record. We played the title track from this record back in April, and I've been anxiously awaiting the full release ever since. I gotta tell you, it does not disappoint. Lots of big guitars, lots of meaningful and insightful lyrics delivered in a playful way. It's great. Period. There's a wonderful interview up on the Nashville Cream with Liza Ann about the creation of the record and the emotional maturity needed to make it. As far as I can tell, whatever steps were necessary to make that happen were worth it. It seems like a very self-realized record in the best way. Obviously, there's no touring behind this one, but there has been a ton of online promotion, Instagram takeovers, live performances, and just special events in general. Album promotion in the era of COVID-19 is a pretty unique undertaking, but Liza Ann has been pulling it off as best as anyone could. The full album is linked in the episode details, and I can't stress this enough. Go listen to the whole thing. Top to bottom, it's a great record. Okay, here's another brand new one.
Small town thrill. Everybody's dressed to kill. Bottled space with a bunch of lights in one place. Means to an end, another reason to pretend. I don't buy it at all. And you wanna talk all night, never say anything. You wanna get it right, your little canary singing. You say you got something on everyone, so what you got on me? Southern charm, dead weight on your drinking arm. Lead the pack with all of their knives in your back. All these stars constellate in every bar. I don't buy it at all. And you wanna talk all night, never say anything. You wanna get it right, your little canary singing. You say you got something on everyone, so what you got on me? Lead 'em all the way. Another doll to stick. Everything, and you say you got something on everyone, so what you got on me? What you got? What you got? What you got on me?
Whew, that was Caitlin Rose with What You, a brand new song co-written with Tristan and produced by Jordan Lenning, all three favorites over here at We Own This Town. The track is great, as you heard, but it's especially intriguing because it's been quite some time since we've heard an official Caitlin Rose release. Her last full-length, The Stand-In, and her cover of The National's Pink Rabbits came out in 2013. 7 years is a stretch for no new music, but it hasn't been a gap caused by a lack of effort. The write-up that goes with the Bandcamp release for this song is just perfect. Quote, I started and wrote the bulk of this song with Tristan 5 years ago and finished it sometime last year. Jordan Lenning and I cut this demo shortly thereafter. After 7 years, the mere existence of this song and so many others seems to weigh me down every day, so I make this small offering to you in hopes that it will bring me a little bit of peace. I'm tired of turning in my own grave. I'm tired of waiting for the right time. I'm tired of feeling strangled by circumstance, so fuck it. Here's a song. End quote. I could rattle on about how this embodies the artistic experience in so many ways. The anxiety of releasing music at the quote-unquote right time, the passing of time making it even harder to come to terms with that decision, and the additional anxiety of comparing new work to previous releases, but Caitlin Rose already said it perfectly and succinctly. Hopefully, there's more to come. Wonderful song. Okay, here's a track released back in March that I just missed out on until now.
Have me if you wanted to. I would let myself get all wrapped up in you till the sun can't see my face anymore, 'cause it's buried in a blanket of your skin. Like the snow, a part of you is cold. Trying to change, I've been trying to face the fire. I didn't want you to know, honey, that I'm cursed with this desire. Grapefruits and oranges and ripe strawberries, will you pick me up when you've got less to carry?
That was Bats with Fruit Yodel in Apartment 2B, a track off of There's a River Up High, released back in March. This kind of stripped-down approach is, to me, a risky endeavor, because it could end up sounding like so much other stripped-down acoustic music. Fortunately, that's clearly not the case here. Bat's voice has a captivating quality to it that's both a bit melancholy and mournful, but there's that little lilt in there that keeps it optimistic. And frankly, those howls and yodels are a welcome and an unexpected addition. The entire record fits into this mold. It's a deceptively simple record that, once you listen to it closely, clearly has a lot more going on. You can check it out from the link in the episode details. There's a River Up High full album. Do listen to it. Okay, now let's change the vibe.
This is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass, going skirt, going. I know that you mad and it hurts. Mad mad at me all because you trash. Yeah, you dirt. Well, yes, this is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass. Going skirt, going. I know that you mad and it hurts. Mad at me cause I'm speaking facts and it works. Yes, yes, this is a bag, not a purse. Okay. Ask the ladies who they love and it's sad that they blur. Ask your mom why she play my songs on the way to work. Ask your dad if he like my fit, we got on the same shirt. Well, I could never hate your craft, oh no sir. But you hate on me, yeah that's sad, immature. That's probably why they put you last and I'm first. But see I'm still behind you cause you trash, I'm the curb. Well, yes this is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass, going skirt, going. I know that you mad and it hurts. Mad at me all because you trash, yeah you dirt. Well, yes this is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass, going skirt, going. I know that you mad and it hurts. Mad at me cause I'm speaking facts and it works.
Give me a moment to skate. I be rolling like Rivergate, here to make money, not here to make friends and compadres. I need some rooms about as tall as Tinashe, chopping all over the country. I'm tripping, I'm flipping, my style like it's nothing. A cold wash shirt tucked into the cowboy butt on my Johnny Cash. More like Quanti Cash in a funny bandana, funny yak. Had 6 G's with me, bought a bag just to carry my score right. And I got foresight. She don't wanna leave.
No.
Well, I got more of life.
Leave it to me.
Back on the fourth night.
Yes, this is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass. Going skirt, going. I know that you mad and it hurts. Mad at me all because you trash. Yeah, you dirt. Well, yes, this is a bag, not a purse. Move along with your hating ass. Going skirt, going. I know that you mad.
That was Savvy featuring Mike Floss with Bag Purse, a song that's been out for a few months now, but a video just dropped for it and it is absolutely stellar. I love the drugged out vibe of the track mixed with the absolute confidence and fuck you attitude about being hated on for carrying a bag. There's actually an interview with Savvy from Respect Magazine that gives some background info on the track that I loved. Quote, "Honestly, the spark came from this guy who was also an artist and constantly hating on every single little thing I was doing. One time I was at Goodwill and I posted a picture with this new tote I had just purchased. And he swiped up and asked, 'Are you wearing a purse?' So from there, it was kind of destiny once I heard the beat. Shout out to Unhappy Hank and OD for the production, and shout out to the guy who was on my ass all first semester. You made a hit, homie." End quote. It's a great track. It's wonderful through and through. I've listened to it 15 times since it came across my radar, and I suspect I will listen to it many, many more times throughout the rest of the year. It's a best of 2020 contender as far as I'm concerned. The video for it, as I said, it's great. I'm going to reiterate that again. You really should check it out. There are so many great hip-hop videos lately that it's kind of overwhelming. I'll do my best to get some of these up on the WeOwnThisTown.net site, but you've got to check this out. Go look up OG Savvy on Instagram. Big fan. All right, next track.
This ain't a rap song. This a cry for help. Can't be alone no more. Stuck in my ways, my health. Been on the edge and I'd rather must stay inside. No more big crowds at home. Pushing my downfall. Yeah, ayy, lost in your Honda, we just left the house and your mama said, take care of me like a king and you did. Till I fucked up, tried to get on your homegirl, I didn't know better, well, hold up, I did. Now I'm outside with my niggas, we tryna get rich just to fill up the void. Grown ass kid, but I feel like a boy, on that shit like we slinging manure. Smoking on gas to relax the allure, concealing the feeling and search for a cure. Pop me a Zanny in 2011, young nigga tired of stressing, I need me a blessing or something. Need me a blessing or something. I'm so high, I'm so high. Feel my vibe when I'm low. I get low, what a hoes lose control. In my whip, backseat, it's me. And the beat, guaranteed. Wake up, gotta get back to the road. Yeah. Got another show, yeah. Freak it when I hold me down. Wake up, and feel it in your soul. Lose control, let it go. Was it sex? Was it more? Meant to be me and you on the floor. We was kids, we was young. I ain't know what I had, now it's gone. I'm alone, take me home. My heart cold, pain numb. I'm confused, then I broke all the rules. Now I ran out of time. Yeah, I ran out of time.
Highs and Lows from Jordan XX off of the Surfing Highs and Lows release. Again, another rad track with a drugged out vibe and some great lyrics that defy the general hip-hop subject matter. The entire Surfing release does a great job of staying true to that title, a couple tracks that are far more upbeat than this one, and a handful of slower-paced tunes. All of it has a bit of an ominous vibe to it, and musically, it stays pretty sparse. It's a really interesting listen, and just more evidence that the Nashville hip-hop scene doesn't have one defined sound. There's a lot of room for doing something distinct. This sounds like Jordan XX, period. From what I can tell from Instagram, there's a video coming soon for this track, and just happens to be directed by the same director as the Savvy track we just heard. Again, can't say it enough. There are so many hip-hop videos pouring out of Nashville right now, and they are great. All right, Jordan XX, On the Radar, definitely enjoying. So much for me to catch up on in these last few months, but I am loving all the new stuff that I'm discovering. That said, here we go with a recent Bandcamp discovery.
Too odd to live, too rare to die. Eyes to the sky, and I wonder why. God keep me alive. Told my mama that I'm fine, don't know why I'm lying. This is egoism, but I don't need no isms. Yeah, it's fuck you niggas and your feeble visions. I don't read the scriptures, you can keep descriptors. You can't put me in a box, all this paradox. How I always had the locks, always had the keys. Always had the wants, never had the needs. Chopped at the knees, you know what I need. Love is tender sweet, mama gave it free. Basically, Matrix, young nigga feel like Neo. Taking psychedelics, now I see the ones and zeros. Looking in the mirror, see the villain and the hero. Trying to kill my ego, but that nigga always regrow. Yeah, he know that all is one and everything is everything. But my ego tells me that my things should be some better things. Looking to the future, yeah, moving on to better things. I just had to drop these fetter things, they fetter me. Too hard to live, too rare to die. Eyes to the sky and I wonder why. God keeping me alive. Told my mama that I'm fine, don't know why I'm lying. This is egoism, but I don't need no isms. Yeah, it's fuck you niggas and your feeble visions. I don't read the scriptures, you can keep descriptors. You can't put me in a box, all this paradox. How I always had the locks, always had the keys. Always had the wants, never had the needs. Chopped at the knees, you know what I need. Love is tender sweet, mama gave it free, daddy gave it too. Basically I had insomnia, I would never sleep, yeah. Emotions bottled up, I would never speak, yeah. Chakra blockage, but wishing for a leap. Keep that same energy that you had in the street last week when you saw me last. I see through your persona like it's made of glass. Please take off the mask. To heal yourself is not a solo task. All you have to do is ask. This is egoism, but I don't need no isms. Yeah, it's fuck you niggas and all of your feeble visions. I don't read the scriptures, you can keep descriptors. You can't put me in a box, all this paradox. How I always had the locks, always had the keys. Always had the wants, never had the needs. Chopped at the knees, you know what I need. Love is tender sweet, mama gave it free. This ain't solipsism, this ain't existentialism, this ain't modernism, this ain't postmodernism, this ain't communism, this ain't spiritualism, this ain't hedonism, this ain't... This ain't solipsism, this ain't existentialism, this ain't modernism, this ain't postmodernism, this ain't communism, this ain't heroism, this ain't unionism, this is egoism, but I don't need no isms.
Love for shamanism.
Egoism from John the Shaman off of the recently re-released Egoism EP. Apparently this came out in 2018, but Shaman worked some new remastering magic on it and posted it up on Bandcamp. I don't encounter a lot of hip-hop on Bandcamp. I mean, well, I should say I don't encounter a lot of interesting hip-hop on Bandcamp, so it was really exciting to just stumble on this. The entire EP is dark, foreboding, and entirely unique. There's another track on here called Cycles that I was very tempted to play because it's just unlike anything I've heard in a long while, but ultimately, Egoism won out because it's just such a big track. Go check out the whole thing linked in the episode details. There's instrumental versions of each track that are definitely worth hearing, and a slowed and reverbed version of this one that we just heard. Great stuff, top to bottom. All right, switching gears now. Off of their new EP, Total Delusion, released via Real Sword Collective, who we actually mentioned last week with the Bell Bear release. This new EP is a rather entertaining one. There's a ridiculous intro at the top of it and an interlude from Hikomori midway through, both of which hype the band that you're already listening to. And this song is called And the Boys, a titular track for a band that's been around for a good 3 or 4 years. Absurd. I love it. The musical parts of the EP are filled with beats and keyboards and samples, it's a vocoder, and generally uplifting pop styles. I always considered this band to be somewhat of a rock band, but there's really no sign of that on this release. This is a pop release, through and through. Big fan of what they're doing here, and kind of shocking to my own assumptions. And I'm just now realizing that an EP called Total Delusion that hypes themselves multiple times, extremely clever. Love that. Nice work, And the Boys. All right, next up, a submission from a friend via Instagram.
I'd held on tight.
Things from Charlie Whitten, a track off of his forthcoming album I'm Waiting, due out sometime in the relatively near future. I put the call out on Instagram on Friday evening for suggestions of music that I should be aware of and got a nice tip off to give this one a listen. I'm thankful for it. It's a slow and subdued affair overall, pleasingly languid in all the right ways. The other single from this release is similarly laid back, but I gotta tell you, I've no idea what to expect from this album overall. That surprise guitar solo tells me that there's a lot more possibilities to the record overall. It's got an insane tone to it, and that abrupt cutoff is pleasingly abrupt. Not a thing that I say very often, but very pleasingly abrupt. I don't know much about Mr. Whitten, but I'm clued in now and will be paying attention moving forward. Okay, let's end the show with another laid-back one in a totally different way.
I'm not afraid to
Hold Me Tight by Oral Sax, a band that drew me in with their infantile band name but has grown on me over time just to be a legitimately enjoyable endeavor. It's dreamy, it's floaty, and it's thick with keyboards, a combination I can rarely deny. According to Instagram, there's a whole album coming along with this track. I don't know any details other than that. No title, no release date, just that it exists. And that's enough for me. Thank you very much, Oral Sax, enjoying Hold Me Tight and anxiously awaiting whatever you've got next. And that's it. That's our show. Thanks a ton for listening. As always, hit us up at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook with any tips or insights or comments you have. It really works. Bats, Savvy, Charlie Witten all came to my attention via direct messages. So please, keep sending them over. I may not be able to include whatever you send right away, but I'll be listening for sure. Keep an eye on weownthistown.net for updates about all the new episodes from all of our wonderful We Own This Town shows. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Wonderful people. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.